This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Confusing, chaotic times is an understatement, so it seems. Very sad what happened in Haiti, and I have to start there. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, gang members in Haiti kidnapped as many as 17 American missionaries and their family members. A lot of murky details around this kidnapping, but we know it's been disastrous in Haiti. Assassination of the president. They've dealt with massive rain from a tropical storm slash hurricane. And, oh, yeah, there was that bad earthquake in August, and it has absolutely exploded into chaos, especially when it comes to kidnapping. So these poor people were there helping kids in an orphanage and were driving between an area from the capital deeper into the outskirts of a Haitian village when all of this happened. I mean, violence is rampant across the capital and outside of the capital, and the gangs control half of the city and all the other areas outside. They're kidnapping kids on their way to school, pastors in the middle of the night when they're delivering services. And now you have these Americans who are in the thick of this. The only reason that got out even was because they had an app. One of them had an app on a phone where they immediately said, "We've been kidnapped." It's that WhatsApp. And it's kind of like a, almost like a bulletin board that blurts out there. And once that was pushed out, then people that were connected to the group realized what was happening. So while that horrific, terrible situation is going on and the State Department is trying to deal with it, and there's very little details about it. Sad kids, of course. Then you've got China, who decided, oh, yeah, this hypersonic missile thing that could destroy the U.S. if it's armed with a nuke. Yeah, we tested that. And you had no idea, did you? Didn't even detect it. We didn't even detect it. So China has the upper hand, you'd have to say, when it comes to new nuclear capability. You'd have to say that. A 21,000-mile-an-hour missile that can circle the Earth in low orbit before striking anywhere from space in minutes? This is like Star Wars stuff. This is like Star Wars meets James Bond. How do we stop that? And what do we do? What's the response to that? This missile that was launched in August circled the globe at low orbit and missed a target by 24 miles. We're caught off guard. U.S. intelligence was caught off guard. One of eight nations developing their own hypersonic missile. We're behind in this one. We are way behind. And let's just say China is absolutely narrowing the gap in so many ways, and especially when it comes to key military technology. How much does that scare any of you? I want you to think about what it did. It circled the globe before descending toward the target, which it just narrowly missed. This is something that would overcome U.S. anti-ballistic missile systems that we have in play. So we wouldn't even know, right? We wouldn't even know. I mean, this is a blow, as an op-ed piece in the Chinese state-run media outlet Global Times said, that there is a new key member in China's nuclear deterrent system. This is a blow to the U.S.'s mentality of strategic superiority over China. They're throwing it in our face, saying, nah, 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 try to catch us if you can, and you can't. So I'm going to say the key piece here. The system would overcome, I'll say it again, U.S. anti-ballistic missile systems, deference systems that are based in Alaska. And they're set up, people, to shoot down projectiles coming over the North Pole. The Chinese system would be able to strike the U.S. from the south. So, gone. Completely annihilated. That's what would happen. So what do we do in response to that? What does our president do in response to this news? I think it's terrifying, right? And even think about with the arms race in Asia, what it means. I mean, look, sure, the U.S., Russia, and other countries are working on the hypersonic technology, but it looks like China has beat everyone to the party. Big time. Think about missiles in outer space bouncing up and then steep trajectories at higher speeds. Because how do you stop that when it flies low at lower altitudes and five times the speed of sound? And, of course, the Pentagon isn't saying anything. They're not going to comment on this test of this hypersonic missile. They did acknowledge it. They did acknowledge that China is the number one pacing challenge. But to me, I mean, I think this is very, very concerning. And the increased tension in that area in Asia and even beyond that, oh, wow. This is an unstoppable, I think, moving train that China is really just narrowing the gap with the U.S. in a lot of military areas, especially with technology, especially what they're doing to strengthen themselves. And look, this is on the heels of the Chinese military condemning the United States and Canada for sending a warship through the Taiwan Strait last week, saying they were threatening peace and stability in the region. Because China claims Taiwan as their own territory. And they're repeatedly flying missions into their air identification zone over the past year, their defense identification zone. They've sent about 150 different types of aircraft over a four-day period starting on October 1st because it's heightening all the tension between Beijing and Taipei. So, of course, internationally, there's a very big concern there. They're provoking, it seems. And then they're provoking the United States as well in the middle of all of that. Right? So they're stepping up big time militarily. That's what they're doing. Wow. All right, what a way to start off the week again. I'll say it again. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging here, whatever time it is that you jump on board. Remember, 24/7, you can hit me up through the miracle of virtual mail, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. How concerned are you about that? I'm very concerned. There definitely needs to be militarily some kind of move that puts us more in the driver's seat, because the more we let that military, the Chinese military, get ahead of us, I think the more frightening it is, frankly. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, Man Cave. What happened over the weekend in sports? Oh, yeah, there was a football game, college and pro.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave.
All right, we're in the man cave. And you're welcome, man or woman. It's the Woe Man Cave or the Man Cave, however you want to put it. We need a break from all the nonsense flying around us, and it's sports, people, for some of us. It is. So here's the scoop. The Dallas Cowboys beat the Patriots in overtime 35-29. Dak Prescott was like a world beater, 445 yards passing, 3 touchdowns. Although the rumor is in the tunnel, he was kind of limping to the locker room. So that's not good. What do we know about that? I'm sure we'll find out in the next day. He played an incredible game. CeCe Lamb, 2 touchdowns. He was the receiver that had the sure hands, that's for sure. And it just was an all-around great game by the Dallas Cowboys, 5-1. And the Patriots made it exciting. It's about a lot of back and forth between the two teams. Steelers narrowly beat the Seahawks also in overtime. I'm giving you the overtime deals. 23-20. Geno Smith's fumble led to the Steelers' game-winning field goal in overtime. So, thanks for the gift. Oh, the Seahawks 2-4 now. Steelers even it up at 3-3. How about the Cardinals? They were my game of the week. They were the nail-the-score game. Thank you to all the people in Tucson who sent me emails about that, who are loving their Cardinals just down the road. They're, you know, not too far, a couple hours away. Arizona is Arizona, and this is your team. So the Cardinals are a perfect 6-0. They beat up the Brownies 37-14. Just look good all the way around. The things that they're doing right, the offense, the defense is clicking. They put 16 points on the board in the second quarter after 7 in the first. And, you know, they steadily, methodically get downfield and do the things they have to do to win ball games. You could say the Ravens are doing the same thing. The Ravens beat the Chargers 34-6. This is, of course, pro football people. I just know someone will send me something. What was that pro? Of course it's pro. Lamar Jackson was on, just on. And I love Justin Herbert, but this was not his day. So the Chargers are 4-2. The Ravens are 5-1. And looked every bit of a team that's going to be there at the end. The Vikings in overtime. The mothership peeps are happy from the network, at least the Vikings fans. 34-28 beating the Panthers. How about that? Kirk Cousins, 373 yards passing, 3 touchdowns. Oh, yes. Spreading the love in the air and on the ground. I mean, just big celebrations with that win, that's for sure, because, like I said, they could have slid and said they're 3-3. The Chiefs found their Mahomie again, and Pat Mahomes overcame 2 first-half interceptions with 2 second-half touchdowns. The Chiefs, 3-3, beat Washington 31-13. Mahomes threw for almost 400 yards and a couple of touchdowns. He had those costly interceptions, but he bounced back. The Rams are 5-1. Matt Stafford, oh, he was so wasted on the hapless Lions, which made me so sad, because I always want the Lions to break through for all the people listening to us in Michigan. But Matt Stafford in his new digs, very comfortable. They're 5-1, 38-11 win over the Giants, as they should have beaten the Giants, by the way. This would be one of their easier games, but he looked pretty amazing in the win. The Colts beat the Texans. Oh, the Texans are awful. They're just terrible. So they're 1-5. The Colts moved to 2-4, and this could have been a real chance for Houston, but there's, like, no chance for them. I love this kid, Joe Burrow. He threw 3 touchdowns and routed the Lions, who are winless. 34-11, the final score there. The Packers, oh, cheeseheads, I know you're out there, all of you people from Wisconsin, 20 and beyond, 24-14, Aaron Rodgers threw for just under 200 yards and a couple of touchdowns, but it worked, beating the Bears 24-14, so 5-1. I watched chunks of this game. It was early in the morning. The Jacksonville Jags beat the Dolphins 23-20, a 53-yard field goal with time expiring. What's really cool is that the kicker was on a practice squad and was pulled up by Jacksonville and made 2 very long field goals. And that was the key one. That was maybe the biggest one of his life, probably the biggest one of his life. And in London, it won for Jacksonville, and it ended the streak of no wins because they come up with their first win. Monday Night Football is the Bills and the Titans in Nashville, Tennessee. Buffalo is favored by 6. But don't count the Titans out. They can be tricky in their home digs, that's for sure. College football, another wacky week. But I feel like I say that all the time. The AP poll is interesting. The AP poll is like this. Georgia 1, Cincinnati, Georgia at 7-0, 1. Cincinnati 6-0, they're 2. Oklahoma's 3-7-0. Alabama 6-1. Ohio State comes in at 5-1. Michigan 6-0, they're 6. Penn State 5-1, they're 7. Oklahoma State 6-0, they're 8. Michigan State 7-0, they're 9. Oregon 5-1, they're 10. Iowa, they were 2 heading into the week, then Purdue beat them. They go to 11. This is in the AP top 25. And they're 6-1. 6-1. That was a big loss for them. So that helped them spiral in the opposite direction. It was a wild week. Another wild week in college football. Georgia easy time with Kentucky, right? I mean, 30-13. Purdue beat Iowa in the Big Ten matchup 24-7. That was the big shakeup because Iowa's 2 heading into it. Cincinnati, as I said, look how high they are in the rankings. 56-21 over UCF, and they're perfect in the American Conference. Oklahoma, easy time with TCU, 52-31. So, you know, they're in the driver's seat in the Big 12. Alabama, easy win over Mississippi State. Not a surprise. 49-9. So they keep pace. Probably going to be there in the end, and that may set up some arguments about different conferences and losses and, you know, all of that, even with a playoff system and two big semifinal games and then ultimately the game for all the marbles. But it was interesting. Ole Miss, 5-1, they beat Tennessee. Remember when Tennessee used to be good? 31-26. But hey, Tennessee put up a fight. That was an interesting game. Also, others that I would kind of throw into the mix: A&M over Mizzou, 35-14. And I know I have people listening in North Carolina, and just for you, North Carolina State, NC State, beating Boston College 33-7. And, of course, there were a slew of other games as well. But those are some of them that were worth mentioning. I mean, how about that? And, oh, yeah, we're in the middle of playoffs. So, like, in the National League Championship Series, Game 2, Atlanta, now 2-0, they beat the Dodgers 5-4. Another walk-off in the ninth. I love walk-offs. Eddie Rosario was the man responsible for that. So that's a stake in the heart of Dodger fans. Remember last year they won it all. I mean, this is when baseball, to me, you can argue all you want about baseball and measuring baseball against other sports, but I think it's when it's the best, is when once you get this playoff baseball, this is the kind of thing that happens. Game 3 between the Red Sox and the Astros happens on Monday, and that series is tied at one apiece. That's going to be in Boston. You can just imagine what those seats would go for. And Boston is narrowly favored in that one after looking at what happened on Friday. The Astros beat the Red Sox 5-4. That pushed things out. And I think you're going to see a lot of fight to the finish, what happens in the ninth inning or extra frames, both in the National League Championship Series and in the American League Championship Series. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
These days, Americans who never heard of the term supply chain before are getting a good education in it. And Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said today that passing the bipartisan infrastructure bill would go a long way to improving the current supply chain situation.
There are $17 billion in the president's infrastructure plan for ports alone.
Speaking there on CNN's State of the Union, Buttigieg saying the Biden administration's Build Back Better agenda would not only make infrastructure better and shore up supply chain issues, but it would also slow down inflation. No news in the past hour about the 17 or more American missionaries reportedly being held hostage in Haiti. The Washington Post says a notorious gang is believed to be behind the kidnappings of that group of mostly Americans on Saturday, and the State Department says they're aware of it and they're working on it. And this is USA Radio News. Former President Bill Clinton out of a hospital, walking out of UC Irvine Medical Center on Sunday morning after undergoing treatment for a urinary tract infection. An Illinois mother of three being held on no bond, accused of murdering a man after he and his girlfriend refused to kiss her. 28-year-old Claudia Resendez Flores, they say, had just moved in with James Jones and his girlfriend at the Preserve Woodfield Apartments in Rolling Meadows, Illinois, when police say a love triangle developed. Police say it led to some drinking last Thursday night, and it led to that argument about who would kiss who, and Resendez Flores ended up, they say, shooting Jones in the chest, and he died a short time later. Police say it was Jones' girlfriend, whose name has not been made public, who called 911, and when officers arrived, they say Resendez Flores confessed to the shooting, and she's being held again on no bond and expected to appear in court again on Tuesday. And this is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We're going to go to the UK and talk to author Rick Lee about his book, A Rain of Blood. It's fascinating. But before we get there, odds and ends, what is making us shake our head and say, you got to be kidding me? How about this? Let's give you something upbeat. Tony Bennett. What an amazing performer. I am so glad in my lifetime I got to see Tony Bennett. The Hubs and I saw him maybe 6 years ago. But the Grammy Award-winning singer set a Guinness World Record for being the oldest person to release an album of new material. Love for Sale was a collaboration with Lady Gaga. It was released on October 1st. And Bennett was 95 years old and 60 days. So how about that? You know, Gaga has said before that despite their age difference, she finds an inspiration performing alongside of the senior Kroner or Crooner. It's really Kroner. It's Kroner. He's amazing. Like I said, just absolutely amazing. The album celebrates the music of Cole Porter. It's not their first record together, but again, a Guinness Book of World Record set by him at his age. And you think of time between albums and et cetera, and I don't know. There's so many songs, even the one that you think of all the time, I Left My Heart in San Francisco, but he sings a lot of great songs. I mean, I think Frank Sinatra was the tops, and I don't know that anybody's ever as great as Frank Sinatra. He has timeless music, the type of singing that he does, and the crooner type, right? And so Tony Bennett, I would say, is right behind him, though. And seeing him live, I think, was just tremendous, because he is a national treasure. So let's move from that to, how about this? Kobe Bryant's widow, it's going to be a little stressful, I think, for Vanessa, because LA County is saying they want to compel the widow of the NBA legend and others involved in a lawsuit over leaked photos of the helicopter crash that killed him
to undergo psychiatric evaluation. Now, why is that? Because they're claiming emotional distress was suffered because of the leaked photos of the helicopter crash, which, of course, everybody died there. Her civil suit against L.A. County claims the photos from January 2020 were shared by county fire and sheriff's department employees in settings irrelevant to the investigation, including a bar. The lawsuit was filed in a federal court in September of 2020, and they're looking for undisclosed damages, claiming civil rights violations, negligence, emotional distress, there's that term, and violation of privacy. But of course, the central to the defense for the county is going to be severe emotional and mental injuries. They're saying, were they caused by any of the conduct of the defendants? But wasn't it the tragic helicopter crash itself resulting in the death of their loved one? So that's pretty interesting twist. I mean, earlier in the year, family members of those killed in the crash settled a wrongful death lawsuit, if you remember, with the company that owned and operated the helicopter. It's just a tragedy all the way around. And you never know what led to, you know, what were the conversations before the helicopter took off? You know, what was said about getting to the event, etc. I mean, it's irrelevant now at this point, but just a terribly sad thing with young people involved and friends involved, and it really gripped a lot of people. There really was a lot of conversation over that, that's for sure. All right, since I mentioned a basketball moment, you know, we talk so much about the NBA when we open the door to the man cave, and this isn't the man cave, but just a shout out to the Chicago Sky. They won their first championship. They defeated the Phoenix Mercury 80-74, game four of the WNBA Finals on Sunday. So that's pretty big. Allie Quigley led Chicago with 26 points. Candace Parker, 16 points. She's pretty well known. 13 boards in a championship clinching moment. A lot of people go and watch in Chicago. A lot of people go and watch in Phoenix. Of all the WNBA franchises, they certainly have some incredibly loyal and rabid fans that try to, I think, pump up women's professional basketball. We go from basketball to something completely different, and that's this, and it's the fact that 17 U.S. and Canadian missionaries have been kidnapped by gang members in Haiti. Boy, you hate to see that, right? Think of everything that the people in Haiti have been through, and missionaries help those people so, so much. But it is 17 is the number they're saying. Some of the minors, that happened over the weekend, and this is from Christian Aid Ministries. They're saying that a group of 16 U.S. citizens and one Canadian citizen, five men, seven women, five children, were all part of this groups. Now there's an investigation going on about this, but they were traveling by some kind of van or other vehicle, and they were north of the capital after visiting an orphanage. They were abducted along the route between the two places. One of the abducted missionaries, an American citizen, posted a call for help in a WhatsApp group as the kidnapping was actually occurring. So it just said, please pray for us. We're being held hostage. They kidnapped our driver. Pray, pray, pray. We don't know where they're taking us. That was what was on the message board. And the U.S. State Department, of course, said they're aware of the reports and that the safety of U.S. citizens abroad is one of the high priorities of the Department of State. So we'll see what happens. But, man, that's awful. Kidnappings have surged in Haiti, though, through 2021, rising to 300% in July. So it's not safe. I mean, there's been at least 600-plus kidnappings since January. 29 are foreigners. The rest are other people of note, I guess, in Haiti. But still, you know, just not really thinking about that, thinking of trying to bring food and joy and possibilities of what can happen for people who really need that hope in Haiti. That's what the group was all about, you know, period. All right, vaccination, unvaccination, unvaccinated, vaccinated, masked, not masked. I mean, this is constantly the clash in the U.S. and other places, too, by the way. But I just saw a statistic, nearly 40% of California state workers remain unvaccinated despite the governor's order, because now this is what's happening. it's lower among California state workers than among the state's general population. This is from the Human Resources Department in California and the state government. Fewer than two-thirds of state workers, about 62%, were vaccinated as of October 7th. So the employee data is incomplete. That accounts for about 213,000 of the state's 238,000 employees. The largest state departments shared vaccine rates for their staffs. 52% of California Highway Patrol employees, 60% of Department of Motor Vehicle employees, 60% of prison employees have received the shots. The highest is Caltrans. They have the highest rate of 70%. Well, anyway, in California, the rule is that you get vaccinated basically, or you got to get tested constantly. There's the press to make that happen. So they've been collecting the numbers over and over and over and over. I mean, this is obviously a big problem in a lot of places with jobs, like, you know, jobs that can't be filled, the challenges of all of that, and the challenges of, you know, what do you do, especially with the president's mandate, which is coming up in December. And so are people going to leave jobs because of that requirement, because they just are not going to do it? They're not going to get vaccinated. And how about this for our friends in Australia? The world's longest lockdown in Melbourne is going to end coming up, as Dan Andrews announced big changes to Victoria's roadmap out of the pandemic after their state recorded over 1,800 new COVID cases and 7 deaths. So they're going to have eased restrictions, which a lot of people have talked to us about how tough it is. You know, some of the things like 5 visitors per day allowed in homes, outdoor gatherings are going to increase to 15. So that's changed. Travel limit scrapped, while hospitality businesses are going to reopen for dining. So, you know, we'll see where all of this goes, because, again, we know that it's been incredibly frustrating for the people in Australia, but it's that same tug of war over what, you know, what do you do, and what happens when you have a surge in cases. And of course, the concern is that you get some kind of super spreader event, and you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. I mean, this is the whole thing we're all caught up in, let's face it, and we're sick of it. Everybody's sick of it. You can see it. You can see people just have the fatigue and want life to return to some sort of normal, even though it will never be the same normal, but whatever it is, right? That's the thing. That's the thing that is just crushing, I think, people's souls, really. I do. I think that's the thing that is so tough to deal with, the no end in sight. Or you think there's an end in sight, but then, you know, there isn't, right? Yeah, of course. All right, I have to go to this, because to me, when I talk about, you know, sort of my version of odds and ends, I like things that are old, right? I talked about when I went to Albuquerque and I saw the petroglyphs, and we hiked and it was crazy insane. And I mean, we felt like, hello, we needed more water. But to see the actual scrawlings of the petroglyphs, to see what was on there, just blew my mind. It did. And it's out there in Albuquerque in one of the parks. They have several petroglyph areas. Well, now there is an area where you've got a 3,500-year-old image, a tablet of a male ghost giving up its secret, basically, Figures of Babylon. It's the oldest drawing of a ghost found in a British museum vault. So what is it doing in the vault? That's my first question. But it's the oldest drawing of a ghost. And there it was in the back of the vault. It's this bearded spirit being led into the afterlife and eternal bliss by a lover that's been identified on an ancient Babylonian clay tablet created 3,500 years ago. And I guess it was part of an exorcist guide to getting rid of unwanted ghosts. It's wild to look at. It is. So the curator of the Middle Eastern Department at the British Museum said it's absolutely spectacular, and I would have to agree. On that note, we're turning to Rick Lee next. Hang with us, everybody. This is
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now, from the Scottish border, take your mind there, is Rick Lee. His book is called A Rain of Blood. Rick, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So there's going to be a lot of history that we're going to talk about here in this novel that I think is fascinating. And you've got a main character named Ellie. But you really live in a historical, you like live in a history book. And weren't you a history major?
Yeah. Yeah, I went to University of London to do history, and the period that this book set in, it was my special subject, if you like. Well, nearly. I studied the reign of Henry II, 1153 to 89.
Wow.
But the story is mostly about what happened to his son, Richard the Lionheart, which is somebody who even Americans probably know a lot about.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what's so fascinating. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically it's based on what happened when he died. He died from blood poisoning, but then he was fighting at a castle, and he was only there really because there was some talk of treasure. it was never found, or it was hidden away, or whatever, but it disappeared. Nobody ever saw what it was. So that was the starting point for my story. But the big connection between the Scottish Borders and Richard the Lionheart was that one of his men, if you like, the people who were very close to him, is his father is actually buried at Driver Abbey in Melrose.
Wow.
And so, and it's recorded that he visited his father's grave after Richard died. And then he died himself, but nobody knows where he is.
Right.
Buried. He was one of the four murderers of Thomas of Becket. So after he did his penance, he became one of Richard's closest men. And so I sort of looked into that, and then I came across Walter Scott, who he and other people got very interested in Dryburgh and sort of romanticised it a bit. Literally, they chopped things down and built things up and made lots of stories. So, but there are also images on paintings that include them and their colleagues, that include things that might be the Holy Grail. Richard's sword, and so on.
Wow.
The other thing, of course, that part of the meaning of the title is that Richard's blood was analysed about 4 or 5 years ago because his heart is buried at Rouen, because they split bodies up in those days of important people and buried them in different places. So that was analysed. And, you know, it's there. It's, I haven't made that up. So I invented a bunch of baddies who were bad guys who wanted to try and do something with that. And this is pre-Brexit when they first did it back in 2014. So they were trying to do something to further that cause, if you like, by finding all these bits of Richard the Lionheart. So, anyway, so
you've got a main character that I mentioned, Ellie, and tell us about Ellie and how she gets involved in this novel.
Well, what happens is that the bad guys find that a couple who are living in deepest rural France may have some information about this. And this is Ellie's grand aunt, great aunt, and great uncle. And so they are attacked. So the beginning of the story says that there was so much blood, and it's them that have been killed.
Wow.
And so Ellie is both distraught and angry, and the whole family are, but she is determined. But she was very close to her grandmother, who was a bit of a secretive lady. And so she knows she's left her a message. And the message is where to find the four parts of the conundrum.
Of the body, yeah.
Yeah.
So when people read A Rain of Blood, which is Rick Lee's book, which you'll get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold, what do you hope they take away? I mean, there's such this great sense of history and mystery, and it gets you thinking about all kinds of things, obviously about Richard, but what do you hope people take away?
It's all around us, history. It's all around us. And sometimes, I mean, people go to Dryburgh because of Walter Scott. The plaque is on the wall near where he's buried that says Hugh de Morville. It's there. This is the father of the man who killed Becket. And for most people to see that Hugh de Morville is buried there, that means nothing to them.
Right.
But immediately I saw it, as a student and then in the second. I'm going, what? I didn't know that. And then I found out that his son became a big ally. I didn't know he'd become a man of Richard's closest people, and I didn't know he'd been to Driver, but he has. It's written in the books at the time.
Wow. So there is a lesson in that about history, I agree, and it's fascinating. You take a lot of twists and turns in this book, and we look forward to the next ones, which you are a man of a lot of words, so in a good way. So yeah. We know that there's more to come. Has this been a fun journey for you?
What I'm enjoying is that I began in 2012 to write books, having told stories of my life. I mean, you know, I was a drama teacher. But I'm fascinated by, and I've become more fascinated by, the power of using different points of view in a story. So that now the one I'm writing at the moment is in danger of going too far in the sense I've got so many different voices. And when I'm talking about voices, I'm talking about first person. And I've often used first person for my serial killer, because I find that quite a fascinating thing, to have her point of view of things. Now I've got ghosts talking, including her.
Yes, who knows?
This is in this next book.
Wow.
But the idea of using different points. I mean, the person who I'd do a big shout out about that is Maggie O'Farrell, who influenced me a lot, because she's the only person I know who's written a piece in This Must Be the Place in which she uses second person plural.
And I think you're right.
Some people can't even think what that means.
Right. Right. Think about that. You're right. And I just wrote that down because I think people listening to us, wow, that it's so, so unique. And I find it fascinating, again, A Rain of Blood is what we talked about with Rick Lee, and we look forward to what's coming down the road. And once again, thank you so much for coming on. You can get the book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and other stores. Thanks.
Thank you.
Gotta love A Rain of Blood. So clever by Rick Lee. There was an actual rain of blood in 1197 when Richard was overseeing the building of his favorite castle, Gilliard. The workers wanted to stop because they thought it was a very bad omen, but Richard made them keep going. The irony of him dying of poisoned blood while besieging a different castle wasn't lost, of course, on his contemporaries. This was a brilliant twist here for sure. Again, you can get the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Thanks so much to Rick Lee for that, and to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.